Social cohesion and family, we try to safeguard that all dependent members of the family has access to social care facilities so that especially women will not have to interrupt their careers due to care responsibilities. We try to remove barriers in both affordability and availability, especially for children, by increasing supply of the early education centers and by subsidizing the cost for the family. In order to increase supply, the Ministry of Social Cohesion and Family, since 2018, implements a program funding municipalities to create new nurseries. Since 2018, almost 10 million euros have been allocated for the establishment of 300 new nurseries, which will serve almost 4,000 infants and toddlers. At the same time, our main program for early child care is providing vouchers to cover the expenses for child care facilities, especially for low-income families, as an important tool to support parents through access to affordable child care. The program is co-financed by the European Social Fund and from national resources. Indicatively, for the period September 2023 to July 2024, the total budget of the program sums up to 341 million euros. The program in the first years of its implementation was financed by European Union resources. After legislation passed in 2022, it is funded also by the regular state budget, and it is worth mentioning the gradual increase of the national resources that between 2022 and 2024 have been doubled, and that all families that were eligible for the program received a voucher for nurseries. Furthermore, in order to increase the number of places in nurseries for babies aged 2 months to half and 2 years old, we will finance through the Recovery and the Resilience Fund a new program for the creation of new early child care services, baby centers. The creation of 2,000 new places has a total budget of 70 million euros and will cover 50% of the cost. Lastly, I would like to give you some important information on the measures we intend to take for long-term care, which will enhance women's condition, given that according to 2021 report on long-term care elaborated by the Social Protection Committee of the Council of the European Union, in Greece, women represent 95% of the total number of formal long-term care workers. The Ministry of Social Cohesion and Family has started to elaborate and is going to develop until June 2024 the National Strategy for Long-Term Care, implementing the Council of the European Union relevant recommendation on access to affordable, high-quality long-term care. In this strategic text, the challenges that we have to address is to make care more accessible, affordable, of better quality, but also measures will be adopted for carers for their professional development and their training and lifelong learning. All the challenges will be addressed through the collaboration of the responsible ministries, mainly social cohesion, health, labor, and after social dialogue with the relevant stakeholders. Especially